This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That's not AI. Correct? That's Joe Biden, the president of the United States.
Yes.
Who?
Arguing with the... The former president, possibly future president,
about
their golf
club
games,
championships.
Club championships, who can outdrive the other,
yeah.
Six handicap when he was VP. Yeah, maybe it was eight.
Yeah.
Who really knows? But hey, you carry the bag?
I'll carry the bag. How'd Joe look yesterday after he made the speech? We're going to get there. And he just, I say this so often, I take no joy in saying about anybody who is getting older. But that's where we're going. Chad Hartman, David, Joe Biden, Harrigan, here, News Talk, 830-WCCO. Is it happening? Because who's the Democrat in the House we now have?
Lloyd Doggett out of Austin, Texas, statement this morning saying, Joe Biden, you've been great, but we all saw what happened, and we need you to step down.
He's right. He can finish his term, but he needs to step away. I really think it might be this studio with the cough. I'm starting to think. I need to have a glass of water here. Hold on. I think I went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a water purifier on this floor? Would that be a reasonable request?
Yeah, probably not.
It's also not really that difficult to walk up the stairs.
It's not that hard. And be honest. That filter probably hasn't been replaced in about 10 years.
That's
anyway.
A really good point. Has anyone replaced the filter?
Guaranteed, no.
I think I'm drinking just a little bit better by walking up the stairs. And all I'm getting is about some exercise. And then in case Adam's here, he sees my legs, he'll think some attractive 44-year-old woman is.
That's got to feel nice for you.
I mean, look at my legs right now. Let me come around.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Look at the gams there.
I mean, if you're a 42-year-old woman, you'd love to have these. I mean, not a lot of hair. You'd have maybe you don't have to shave there.
No.
You don't have to.
It's not very visible, whatever's there.
Tremendous gams. Again, if you missed this story, this is years ago. Carter's across from me. I'm coming down after probably going up and getting the sucker water. You know, I'm assuming because it appears to be purified.
Well, so there's a light on the thing that says the filter's there.
I'm like, must have better water. You know, I'm just falling for the trick. And I'm walking down the stairs, and Adam's in here. No joke. He goes, to somebody, he goes, who's that? Look at those legs. It was me. So, again.
I can't blame him.
Yeah. Late 30s to maybe early 50s. If you'd like to have these legs, reach out. Richard, I'll give you some advice. Joe Biden last night, 6:45, he's on time. Gives a speech responding to the Supreme Court decision. Speaks for 4 minutes. He definitely had more color We had the bronzer working last night with Joe. I think he got a little bit too much heat on the end of quote, because I do think he was directly quoting from Judge Sotomayor. But he screwed up something similar like that 15 other times, so I can't fault for people saying, oh, he read what was on the prompter when he shouldn't read. But here's what he needed to do. Here's what, and I'll get to a text. This is a gentleman named Brendan Buck. This is what he said today. And then I'll point out what I said yesterday. I cannot believe 5 days later, he's talking about the president, still has done an interview or held a press conference. Literally, any other politician in America would have been out already to clean it up. Only one explanation for it. He's right. He is 100% right. My tweet before Joe Biden spoke yesterday. So at Joe Biden is speaking at 6:45, responding to today's Supreme Court ruling. This isn't difficult. Answer questions for an extended period of time. Show people last week was a fluke. Demonstrate your acuity, your command of topics. Highly doubt this will happen. Stop hiding from the press. He walked away instantly.
That's because he was working overtime, Chad. That started at 7:45 Eastern. He's a 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. president. We know that.
4. 10
oh,
to 4.
Sorry, 10 to 4.
Don't extend it. Again, Axios reporting that his window is 10 to 4. The president of the United States. And again, let's not let this slip from what we led with, that we have our first Democratic Congress member, Lloyd Doggett, saying, it's over, Joe. It's time to step away. That's why I'm saying, is it happening? Even Nancy Pelosi was somewhat of a subjective tweet on the matter. By now, you've probably heard Jake Tapper, Adam and Jordana breaking that down earlier about this gathering on a call. Well, I'll just read right from what Tapper said. Democratic governors held a call yesterday afternoon. Just governors, no staffs, organized by Walz. Now, Walz is the leader of the DGA, the Democratic Governors Association. So all of these calls are organized by Walz because he's the head of this. On the call, the Democratic governors expressed concern about what's going on with the president. They know if they come forward publicly with concerns, that will likely cause Biden to dig in more. They were surprised, and this is the call yesterday, because he is meeting with them on Wednesday. But this is as of Monday when they had the call. By the way, the debate was last Thursday night. None of them had heard from him. There was discussion on the call about wanting to have a call with the campaign in the White House. Some discussion about having VP Harris address them. There was strong sentiment they needed to hear directly from President Biden. They're trying to set up a meeting at the White House, and that some level of communication is going to take place. He can't do it. He can't do it. He can't do it. And if anybody's going to text me right now, and I appreciate it, 651-461-9226, I don't have to agree. You don't have to agree with me. You're saying, let it go. No. Mm-mm. I'm not going to let it go. Because he's the president of the United States, and they're hiding him. God forbid we have some major crisis, and we could. At any moment, we could have a major crisis in this country, and that man is going to have a team around him. So it's not like if Donald Trump was there, it wouldn't be a team around him too. By the way, that team frightens me. The people he'll surround himself with in term two. Good luck to you. Because it'll be the true believers in Project 2025 and his caddies and his flunkies and nobody who's going to stand up to him.
Poor Rudy getting disbarred in New York.
Too. Rudy will be back. He'll be back somehow. I mean, can you be attorney general if you've been disbarred everywhere? If, like, he's going to speak right now about extreme weather, he's not going to take questions. If we had something and we need him to be as razor sharp as possible, again, you don't have to agree with him. And clearly many people don't. But Dave Hagerin, is there anybody out there who can say absolutely, positively, I have no doubts he's razor sharp?
No. There's people that are saying it, and they're not telling us the truth.
They're lying to themselves. Angie Craig with a statement today about he's got to demonstrate to us, you know, we need to see it off the teleprompter. That was just teleprompter Joe last night. That's all it was. He's not capable. There is a Politico story, which we both saw. And I'll just give you a couple graphs right at the start. And it's worth reading. It is well researched. Over the course of presidency, Joe Biden's small clutch of advisors have built an increasingly protective circle around him, limiting his exposure to the media and outside advice. An effort to manage public perceptions. Inside the White House, Biden's growing limitation becoming apparent long before his meltdown last week's debate, with senior team's management of the president growing more strictly controlled as his term has gone on. During meetings with aides, who are putting together formal briefings they deliver to Biden, some senior officials go into great lengths to curate the information being presented in an effort to avoid a negative reaction. It's like, you can't include that. That will set him off. Put that in. He likes that. The official said he doesn't take advice from anyone other than those few top aides. Think about this. This is paranoia time. If we've got to screen things from him, he doesn't want to hear what the media thinks. He doesn't want to hear what others think. And he just has a few people around him. And he's just not sharp enough. Some of these days, not all these days, but some of these days, to stand up there and answer the difficult questions. Yesterday was a layup for him, was an automatic. He doesn't agree with the Supreme Court. You get to agree with the Supreme Court. I get it. I'm not saying his own word. But he now, days after, here's his chance to show the public, I am ready. Nope. They're afraid of what is going to happen. And I think yesterday I was fairly convinced it wasn't going to happen, Dave. I'm still, if you told me, is it going to happen or not, I would say it's not. But I think the last 24 hours with more of these stories, because Representative Doggett being the first Democrat who's calling for this, guaranteed there's hundreds who feel the same way. R.T. Ryback, R.T., we're trying to get you on today. We have any update on that?
Yeah, he's declined.
He's declined.
He wrote the Facebook post on Sunday and said, I said what I wanted to say. Good enough for me.
I think that's weak, and I like R.T. But if R.T.'s willing to say on Facebook, it's not too late, right? That was the big thing. It's not too late. We've got to look around. R.T. Ryback, visible, prominent member of the DNC, former mayor of this city, a guy I personally enjoy talking to. But if you're willing to put it on the Facebook, let's call it the Facebook, just jokingly for this expression, I think you should answer questions about it, right? I'm not a fan of, for any side, I'll put this out there, but then I want to answer any questions about it. Answer. R.T. Ryback endorsed Obama ahead of everybody. Vice chair of the DNC, still visible. I wish he would answer. But he's another voice saying, it's not too late, and stop telling me it's too late. I get the game. It's up to Joe, because he's got to release the delegates. And in the Tapper tweet, they're all afraid because they can't come out stronger because they're worried that's going to embolden him. Is it going to happen? That's my question. Let's go with that. Is it going to happen? Will Joe Biden end up opposing Donald John Trump? And how convinced are you? Because yesterday, I think I was 0.5 and the chances of it, the reversal, somebody else on there. I'll phrase it this way. I now think there's a 30% chance Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
Oh.
I've moved that much.
That's a big move.
I have moved that much because I don't think this congressman is going to be the last person. And in the Tapper's report, which I'm sure is right, on the governor's expressing concern, and I don't think he's capable. He's capable of having moments, for sure. He's capable of having days, but on a consistent basis. And you're not just betting on him tomorrow. You're betting on him in 25, 26, 27, 28. You're telling me honestly, and again, I get it, that many, many people are fearful of Donald Trump. I get it. But you're telling me this guy should be the president of the United States in 25, 26, 27? Stop. He shouldn't be. There are other options. They can change it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, I think we know where we're going here.
Bet you do.
Hi, everybody. This is Fog Hat. Moon Dance, baby. We're not going to see you there. We have to get to the moon dance situation, do we?
We'll have time because, you know what? I made a call a couple calls last night. After I read this, I said, you know what? For all the folks that are now disheartened and frankly taken advantage of, it seems, by Moondance Jam.
Yeah.
Little gift for you. We got Fog Hat, noon hour.
Yeah.
We've got Kansas, 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, gross.
Creed, 2 o'clock hour. I made a call. We got lines to all of their studios. Thank you to the bands for taking care of the fans the way they're doing.
You know what I say? I looked at that lineup. The fans are better off. I mean, seriously. I kind of like this song. There's some Fog Hat stuff.
I agree to disagree.
Yeah, Kansas, get out of here.
Carry on, wayward son.
My first ever concert, too. Not proud of it. First
really?
Ever concert. Maybe somebody have to Google it. 11, 10, 12, Met Center. Dust in the wind. All we are. No, I don't like it. Housewalking gives you nice legs. Thank you. Housewalking. I was housewalking last night. They're better off without that group, right?
Name one other Fog Hat song.
There isn't a decent one, is there?
I don't know.
I'm a fool for the city.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Right on.
Okay, I kind of like that one.
Thank you. Get the hat. The hat. Going to see the hat.
Are they the hatologist? Who are they? I mean, you once were mesmerized by my legs. Let's be honest.
Right.
Have they slipped at all? Take a look before.
Uh-oh.
You're walking a little like Joe Biden.
Okay. I echo Michael Brockhorn in saying if either of these current presidential candidates replace the other would win by a landslide. I'm not sure Michael's the first to say it.
I said that over a year ago.
Yeah, I think. Well, I said over a year and a day ago. Let's fight over it. Let's keep going. But it's the truth. I said there's now a 30% chance, Adam Carter, that Joe is out. We have our first.
Sure sounds like a rumbling Nancy Pelosi's comments.
Nancy Pelosi, very open, subjective. Even Angie Craig, he's got to demonstrate it. This political story, he'll only talk to a few people. They only can give him positive information. Sounds like you. Sounds like Dave Josephson with you. Let's see. Hey, Chad, I saw a tweet that's already been decided for Biden to drop out. In truth to this, our guy Rob from Wisconsin. No, not yet. The points that you bring up, Chad, that are most frightening is that Joe Biden has now been seen by our enemies across the world, and they unfortunately could choose to take advantage of his lack of cognitive abilities. Obviously, it's more than Joe, Adam. But again, if you're telling me that when you vote for this guy, or if you vote for this guy November 5th, I think, that you think in 2 years he is going to still have the right acuity to make these decisions, send me your hemp. Now, again, people who are surrounding themselves, Donald Trump's crew versus Joe Biden's crew, but it's also possible, Adam, the next time might Joe Biden struggle getting people? If he's only talking to a few, if he's only the president 10 to 4, or is he going to get more because more people say,
that's what I'm saying. I got more power. I have to do it, and I guess I would have more sway. Like Bill Maher said, I'd still vote for Biden's head in a jar before I'd vote for Donald Trump. And a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because you said it. Trump isn't the danger. It's the people he's going to have with him.
I've been telling you that for a while now. I think Trump is the mellowing agent, as crazy as that is, considering the goofballs. And by the way, goofball is such a great word.
Goofball, yeah.
Yeah, the goofballs he's going to surround himself with. I think Gavin Newsom should run. I don't know his views, but he looks and sounds the part. That's a texter. He does look the part. He sounds the part. I think Republicans would have a field day, Carter, on the whole California experience.
Oh, yeah. With him. Yep.
I really do. I'd rather have him as an option than Joe, but no. Again, Shapiro's my guy. Probably Andy Beshear from Kentucky next. Gretchen Whitmer's up there. Again, I'm not kidding. I'd vote for you over Joe Biden. I'm not kidding. They tried to clown Dean Phillips months ago, and now look who the clowns are. Biden needs to step down. I did communicate with Mr. Phillips today. He's out of the country. I think he's respecting the, I don't want to criticize something while out of the country. He's going to join us as soon as he comes back. It should be just, every question I ask him, he's just saying, I told you so. I told you so. And he went to all these folks who knew it already, and they acted like they didn't know it. And now even, I don't know, today, the last 24 hours, I get the feeling we're about to get more and more.
Yep.
We're going to say.
Yep.
And bravo. You know, because I could say.
A little late, but.
But it's not too late.
Right.
Because who?
Yeah, I don't buy this whole, oh my God, it would just be almost nearly impossible to stop with that.
You're not running against Reagan. You're not running against a great Republican candidate. You're running against that guy. And you know what Donald Trump says? I'm running against that guy.
Yes.
You know, so just show some confidence. All right, let's switch. Let's go to Ask Adam, anything? Are we listening to more Fogcast?
Can I get a new Ask Adam Anything sounder, like the overrated, underrated?
You like
that?
The
is
song.
The greatest sounder.
I agree.
I mean, it's so good. I listen. I laugh. I learn.
How about this?
On the drive home,
we'll play overrated, yes. Underrated, yes. Leading to the Ask, because I love it too. You've heard my idea, right? I will only enter the 100 year anniversary with that song being played.
Yeah.
While I'm carried on a throne with six attractive women. Of course, you...
I'm out.
You're in Iceland. Hard to...
Wow.
Yeah. That's his commitment to the station.
Yeah, I mean, 100 years, but that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you'll have a jingle by next week. Now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
The band might be in Iceland.
The band. Foghat's not doing anything. Maybe they could come up with it. Yes.
Come on, sing along.
Properly rated...
And
Huffman Show,
live here on CCO. Come on, Dave. Sing along
Foghat
with yourself.
Foghat can't do this, I'll tell you that.
Moondance, Dave's available.
Right.
Come on, join the fun.
People just going nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more time. No. Okay.
The drum riff at the end. Is
what has happened to the attempt for our soccer team to ever do anything. Like one run. Okay, just one You know, we had the Copacabana. We got the World Cup. I mean, just one time we go all the way to the semis and really build some momentum. Because what was it? A few World Cups ago, we qualified for like the round of 16.
Round of 16, yeah, okay. And then we lost in the round of 16.
We lost,
that was the I think it was the last World Cup.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's not phenomenal.
Not fine. We're 330 million people in this country.
I just was going to say, I know we're all going to go with the population thing. I am too. We can't find elite, and they're all playing in Europe. This isn't like the dregs from some level below the MLS. The MLS is much better than it was. Why can't we come close? I mean, Uruguay. You know what Uruguay said to us? Dead to us.
Yeah. Here's my theory. It's not my theory. It's a theory I read online today, and I think it might.
Hold on. You got to stop. If you read it online, the new policy is you take it as
mine.
Your own.
This is what I've come up with. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's a problem, is it a problem of youth sports in that the talent that the quote-unquote talent that comes to the top for these national teams are ones who are kids whose parents have the money to spend on these camps and the clubs and paying their way to spots in these national teams where they're – and we're ignoring talent, maybe kids who don't have the means to be identified.
So the better players, more talented, don't have the access to all these elite
– Right. Now you could argue, saying, okay, if a kid is a talented kid, no matter what economic background, he's going to be identified.
Did you see Good Will Hunting when Matt Damon was the janitor and then it emerged? He was absolutely brilliant.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not Robin Williams. Not your fault. You know?
Sport.
That's correct.
That's my limited Robin Williams.
That's perfect.
In Good Will Hunting.
Here's my dream. My dream is I knock at the door, I hit the horn, and you're never there.
Yeah.
You're never there. Oh. And then how did it finish? Oh. Right then?
How do you like them apples?
He was driving out to, in real life, break up with Minnie Driver.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what he did. Pretty much right after the movie, he broke up with her. I guess, but then are we missing out on phenomenal hockey players? Are we missing out on phenomenal basketball players and football players?
Okay, yeah, this is so this is Zach Lowry, co-creator, who knows? Probably knows nothing about soccer, but I'll give it a shot anyway. U.S. soccer will never be a successful program as long as they continue to ignore the nation's most talented players and prioritize the players whose parents can afford travel fees, tournament registration, summer camps, and everything else involved in the sham that is youth soccer.
Well, I get the idea, but, I mean, answer my question. I mean, we have all the hockey players who are funneled in this. They're playing AAU in basketball when they're four, it seems like.
Is it just that we still just don't? I mean, so many kids play soccer. That's
so many kids.
Thing.
We're decades and decades and decades into this.
Right.
Is it that
their talents, if they're a talented soccer player, they likely are a talented athlete and they play a different sport or they excel at a different sport then and say, this is going to be more lucrative for me? I don't know.
I guess I would have to see that. Dave, you chime in too, where there are hockey players and basketball players and football players and we hear about them. And if they just would have played soccer, they'd be on the national team. I don't remember reading one story like that about somebody in one of those leagues.
Yeah. I don't remember who I heard saying it a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, maybe, talking specifically about basketball, about Joker, about Luka, and the European players that are, frankly, dominant a little bit in the NBA right now, and saying the AAU model for basketball, and maybe it's the same for all youth sports, it probably is trending that way, is just broken and is doing the kids that are playing it a disservice because it's game after game after game after game after game and tournament after tournament, whereas in Europe they're focusing on practice. It's skill development.
Yeah,
great point.
You know, it's much more practice-oriented than it is game.
Talking about practice, man. Talking about practice.
Seems like Dave answered that better than you.
I think so.
And you're, I mean, you couldn't get the guy's name
right. It's time for Ask Dave Anything. Ask Dave Anything.
Adam, we'll work in the text here. What is your dream time slot for your show? You could pick any time slot.
This one.
This is the one,
This is the money slot.
This is the money slot
it is.
Right here. This is it.
Got to be honest with you.
Yes, yes. Why are you looking lustily at me right now?
Brad, can we talk?
let's see. Totally overrated. The new opening of this segment makes it worse for all of you singing to it. Makes my ears bleed. Ugh, please stop.
I'm never going to stop.
Play it again right now. Play it again. Let's go. Play it again. Now you sing more.
It's time for Properly Rated.
I'm way off.
Properly Rated. I don't think he's ever heard it.
I've heard it.
Come on.
He's new to the bit.
Show live here on CCO. Call or text.
Voice change.
651-461-9226. Come on.
Get a little harmony there.
Oh, it's fantastic. And if you text me again, we'll play it again. We might break Judge Kevin Burke's with us.
Oh, he might
at
like
110.
That, yeah.
We might just break. What if like in the middle of interviews now?
Kevin, hold on a sec. We got to get to this.
Wait, before you answer, we got to play this. 47, you want to say something?
I would say who would be the first regular guest to start singing along?
Okay.
Well, Adam, even though he didn't get the words right.
It's never stopped me before.
Yeah, it stopped any of us for songs. How often when we're singing fabulous rock and roll songs, are we actually getting the words right? Let's go. Ukus? Depends.
No.
Depends.
Not seeing it.
No, I'm not seeing it. Rena?
No.
No. To Russia?
Chance.
Yeah. I think there's a chance.
Major?
He depends. Might laugh through the whole thing.
I think he'd laugh. Shaletta?
No.
No chance. If she's paid $10, she'd have it down in a second. Back in moments. Not bad.
It's a good song.
Want to give it hit the post real quick?
I just see a guy with a mullet just doing this, the head bob. A lot of denim involved. Cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Shorts.
I don't know. Full denim with a chain for a wallet. Chain on the wallet.
I have people in my life who still are, like the young kids are kind of bringing that
back. Bringing the chain on the wallet back?
They are. Best jingle ever, Texter says. The whole jingle thing is a copy of what Corey did for some of his segments. Well, hello, we're looking at Dave Harrigan.
I believe there was a connection there.
You're recognizing his voice. Obviously, jingles have been a part of radio for 80 years. Let's get more text here. 651-461-9226. Adam, does your undying devotion to the band Journey affect your relationship with Chad?
I don't have undying devotion to Journey.
I was going to say, I must have missed that. Adam, do you have a favorite Mexican-type sit-down restaurant in the southeast metro area, your town, Rosemount, Apple Valley, Burnsville? It's Joe from Egan. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, man. I just saw one in Apple Valley that I haven't noticed before, that I haven't been to, and it looks great. I forget the name of it. But we've got a couple. I forget their names. I just know where they are. There's one by the Home Depot in Apple Valley right off of 42. And then there's one.
Should Home Depot serve food in Home Depot? Why not?
Why not?
You go there for almost everything
right.
else.
It's like a Costco.
Have a little buffet set up there. Do you have a favorite definitive Mexican restaurant?
No.
You like Armando's in Palm Desert?
Armando's in Palm Desert was great. Used to love La Cucaracha.
I thought this was a Chi-Chi's opportunity.
Chi-Chi, that's right, the go-to. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, since Chi-Chi's left town.
It's all been downhill. Mike in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Oh, man, you made me hungry now. Yeah. Uncle Frankie's used to have a little cart inside the front entrance of the Home Depot up northeast.
Oh.
It's gone now. I miss it.
Yeah. I like Uncle Frankie's.
Yeah.
We used to have our friend Dave Walking Dog across the street. There's talk of maybe a different Walking Dog coming back, but by the way, and not with Dave, so my loyalty is different. Plus, that building across the street, I'm looking at 2047 when it's done. It doesn't look like it's close, man. What do you have, Mike?
Adam, can you give me another word for synonym?
Oh, synonym. No. I'd have to get out my thesaurus. I don't have one handy. I don't know, but I love it on a little ice cream. Synonym, you know what I mean?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Another Foghat banger is live now. Play it later. We're done and we're moving on, right?
Yeah, Foghat got the first hour. Those guys are very kind to do that, but we're moving on to Kansas hour two.
Do we have to?
My buddy, who is the lives high up in the police department of the Apple Valley, the chief,
yeah,
says Home Shuck and Bodega 42, new one in Apple Valley. You got to try it late night happy hour. So
good.
I'm on it.
I'm in. We actually have a couple more food trucks outside today. One of them, which came back, said, I just grabbed a quick taco. It was good. I think it's Habanero. They said,
I've been there. That's good. That's a good truck.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I highly recommend it. They just said they don't feel like there's enough traffic here. You're getting, by the stadium.
Yeah.
But I miss them down here. I wish they were here. Do you end up going in events where the food trucks are there?
Yeah. Actually, we went to Bald Man Brewing is in Eagan last weekend. They had the Rolling Stoners, who are a Rolling Stones tribute band. They're great.
Yeah. Laura loves them, right?
Yes, they're great. And Laura was there. And they had a Parlor, had their food truck there.
Oh, that's very good.
And I forget the other food truck that was there.
We have this story today about turbulence. Really bad, 30 injured. Some could be waiting in the line to go to the bathroom. Yep. How about if you're in the bathroom, right?
Oof de Louis.
What was that?
Oof de Louis.
Oof de Louis. Have you ever sounded more Minnesotan than you did right
That's
there?
That's my buddy Phil Pettis. Oof de Louis.
Oof de Louis.
What if you're,
Yeah, that's
pushing one out in the middle of
turbulence. I don't know if we needed that sort of play-by-play description, but thank you. Who isn't wearing a seatbelt? What is wrong with you? Why are you not buckled in?
It can be irritating sometimes to have the buckle on.
Adam, Jen excluded, of course, but have you ever dated or would you date a woman named Eve? Ba-dum-bum.
I've never used that line, but people have used that line on me, though. I will say that.
Oh,
that I can tell.
Listen to him.
It's been about 20 years, but.
We're done.
No bear talk?
We're out of time.
Oh, bummer.
Time to invest in energy efficient Infinity from Marvel Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. The bear, you're on double secret probation.
Favorite bear, grizzly, polar bear, black.
The albino bear you were talking about last week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yes.
Come on, sing along.
Properly rated.
Huffman
Show.
Huffman Show. Live here on CCO. Come on, Dave. Sing along with yourself.
Foghat can't do this, I'll tell you that.
Moondance. Dave's available.
Right.
Come on, join the fun.
People just going nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One more time. No. Okay.
The drum riff at the end is
what has happened to the attempt for our soccer team to ever do anything. Like one run. Okay, just one. We had the Copacabana. We got the World Cup. Just one time we go all the way to the semis, right, and really build some momentum. Because what was it? A few World Cups ago, we qualified for the round of 16.
Round of 16, yeah, okay. And then we lost in the round of 16.
We lost.
That was I think it was the last World Cup.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's not phenomenal.
Not fine. We're 330 million people in this country.
I just was going to say, I know we're all going to go with the population thing. I am too. We can't find elite, and they're all playing in Europe. This isn't like the dregs from some level below the MLS. The MLS is much better than it was. Why can't we come close? I mean, Uruguay. You know what Uruguay said to us? Dead to us.
Yeah. Here's my theory. It's not my theory. It's a theory I read online today, and I think it might.
Hold on. You got to stop. If you read it online, the new policy is you take it as
mine.
Your own.
This is what I've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's a problem, is it a problem of youth sports in that the talent that the quote-unquote talent that comes to the top for these national teams are ones who are kids whose parents have the money to spend on these camps and the clubs and paying their way to spots in these national teams where they're – and we're ignoring talent, maybe kids who don't have the means to be identified.
So the better players, more talented, don't have the access to all these elite.
Right. Now you could argue, you would argue saying, okay, if a kid is a talented kid, no matter what economic background, he's going to be identified.
Did you see Good Will Hunting when Matt Damon was the janitor and then it emerged? He was absolutely brilliant.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not Robin Williams. Not your fault. You know?
Sport.
That's correct.
That's my limited Robin Williams.
That's perfect.
In Goodwill Hunting.
Here's my dream. My dream is I knock at the door, I hit the horn, and you're never there.
Yeah.
You're never there. Oh. And then how did it finish? Oh. Right then?
How you like them apples?
He was driving out to, in real life, break up with Minnie Driver.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what he did. Pretty much right after the movie, he broke up with her. I guess, but then are we missing out on phenomenal hockey players? Are we missing out on phenomenal basketball players and football players?
Okay, yeah, this is so this is Zach Lowry, co-creator, who knows? Probably knows nothing about soccer, but I'll give it a shot anyway. U.S. soccer will never be a successful program as long as they continue to ignore the nation's most talented players and prioritize the players whose parents can afford travel fees, tournament registration, summer camps, and everything else involved in the sham that is youth soccer.
Well, I get the idea, but, I mean, answer my question. I mean, we have all the hockey players who are funneled in this. They're playing AAU and basketball when they're four, it seems like.
Is it just that we still just don't – I mean, so many kids play soccer. That's
so many kids. We're decades and decades and decades into this.
Right.
Is it that
their talents, if they're a talented soccer player – they likely are a talented athlete and they play a different sport or they excel at a different sport then and say, this is going to be more lucrative for me? I don't know.
I guess I would have to see that. Dave, you chime in too, where there are hockey players and basketball players and football players and we hear about them. And if they just would have played soccer, they'd be on the national team. I don't remember reading one story like that about somebody in one of those leagues.
Yeah. I don't remember who I heard saying it a couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, maybe, talking specifically about basketball, about Joker, about Luka, and the European players that are, frankly, dominant a little bit in the NBA right now, and saying the AAU model for basketball, and maybe it's the same for all youth sports, it probably is trending that way, is just broken and is doing the kids that are playing it a disservice because it's game after game after game after game after game and tournament after tournament, whereas in Europe they're focusing on practice. It's skill development.
Yeah, great point.
You know, it's much more practice-oriented than it is game.
Talking about practice, man. Talking about practice.
Seems like Dave answered that better than you.
I think so.
And you couldn't get the guy's name
right. It's time for Ask Dave Anything. Ask Dave Anything.
Adam, we'll work in the text here. What is your dream time slot for your show? You could pick any time slot.
This one.
This is the one,
This is the money slot.
This is the money slot
it is.
Right here. This is it.
Got to be honest with you.
Yes, yes. Why are you looking lustily at me right now?
Brad, can we talk?
Let's see. Totally overrated. The new opening this segment makes it worse for all of you singing to it. Makes my ears bleed. Ugh, please stop.
I'm never going to stop.
Play it again right now. Play it again. Let's go. Play it again. Now you sing, Mark.
It's time for Properly Rated. Properly,
oh, I'm way off.
Properly
I don't think he's ever heard it.
I've heard it.
Come
he's
on.
New to the bit.
Show live here on CCO. Call or text.
Voice change.
651-461-9226. Come on.
Got a little harmony
the
there.
Oh, it's fantastic. And if you text me again, we'll play it again. We might bring Judge Kevin Burks with us.
Oh, he might
at
like
110.
That, yeah.
We might just break. What if like in the middle of interviews now?
Kevin, hold on a sec. We got to get to this.
Wait, before you answer, we got to play this. 47, you want to say something?
I would say who would be the first regular guest to start singing along?
Okay. Well, Adam, even though he didn't get the words right.
It's never stopped me before.
Yeah, it's not any of us for songs. How often when we're singing fabulous rock and roll songs are we actually getting the words right? Let's go. Yukas? Depends.
No.
Depends.
Not seeing it.
No, I'm not seeing it. Rena?
No.
No. To Russia?
Chance.
Yeah. I think there's a chance.
Major?
He Depends. Might laugh through the whole thing.
I think he'd laugh. Shaletta?
No.
No chance. If she was paid $10, she'd have it down in a second. Back in moments. Not bad.
It's a good song.
Want to give it hit the post real quick?
I just see a guy with a mullet just doing this, the head bob. A lot of denim involved. Cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Shorts.
I don't know. Full denim with a chain for a wallet. Chain on the wallet.
I have people in my life who still are, like the young kids are kind of bringing that
bringing
back.
Bringing the chain on the wallet back?
They are. Best jingle ever, Texter says. The whole jingle thing is a copy, what Corey did for some of his segments. Well, hello, we're looking at Dave Harrigan. You just
I believe there was a connection there.
You're recognizing
show.
His voice. Obviously, jingles have been a part of radio for 80 years. Let's get more text here. 651-461-9226. Adam, does your undying devotion to the band Journey affect your relationship with Chad?
I don't have undying devotion to Journey.
I was going to say, I must have missed that. Adam, do you have a favorite Mexican-type sit-down restaurant in the southeast metro area, your town, Rosemount, Apple Valley, Burnsville? It's Joe from Egan. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, man. There are I just saw one in Apple Valley that I haven't noticed before that I haven't been to, and it looks great. I forget the name of it. But we've got a couple. See, I forget their names. I just know where they are. There's one by the Home Depot in Apple Valley right off of 42. And then there's one.
Should Home Depot serve food in Home Depot? Why not?
Why not?
You go there for almost everything
right.
else.
It's like a Costco.
Have a little. Thing. It's yeah. very simple. Have a little buffet set up there. Do you have a favorite, definitive Mexican restaurant?
No.
You like Armando's in Palm Desert?
Armando's in Palm Desert was great. Used to love La Cucaracha.
I thought this was a Chi-Chi's opportunity.
Chi-Chi, that's right. The go-to. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, since Chi-Chi's left town.
It's all been downhill. Mike in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Oh, man, you made me hungry now. Yeah. Uncle Frankie's used to have a little cart inside the front entrance of the Home Depot up oh. northeast.
Oh.
It's gone now. I miss it.
Yeah. I like Uncle Frankie's.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have our friend Dave Walking Dog across the street. There's talk of maybe a different Walking Dog coming back, but by the way, and not with Dave, so my loyalty is different. Plus, that building across the street, I'm looking at 2047
yes.
when it's done. It doesn't look like it's close, man. What do you have, Mike?
Adam, can you give me another word for synonym?
Oh, synonym. No. I'd have to get out my thesaurus. I don't have one handy. I don't know, but I love it on a little ice cream synonym. You know what I mean?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Another Foghat banger is live now. Play it later. We're done and we're moving on, right?
Yeah, Foghat got the first hour. Those guys are very kind to do that, but we're moving on to Kansas hour two.
Do we have to?
My buddy, who lives high up in the police department of the Apple Valley, well, oh. he's the chief.
Yeah.
It says Home Shuck and Bodega 42, new one in Apple Valley. You got to try it late night happy hour. So
good.
I'm on it.
I'm in. We actually have a couple more food trucks outside today. One of them, which came back, said, I just grabbed a quick taco. It was good. I think it's Habanero. They said,
I've been there. That's good. That's
yeah,
a good truck.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I highly recommend it. They just said they don't feel like there's enough traffic here. You're getting, you know, by the stadium.
Yeah.
But I miss them down here. I wish they were here. Do you end up going to any events where the food trucks are there?
Yeah, actually, we went to Bald Man Brewing is in Eagan last weekend. They had the Rolling Stoners, who are a Rolling Stones tribute band. They're great.
Yeah, Laura loves them, right?
Yes, they're great. And Laura was there, and they had a Parlor, had their food truck there.
Oh, that's very good.
And I forget the other food truck that was there.
We have this story today about turbulence. Really bad, 30 injured. You know, some could be waiting in line to go to the bathroom. Yep. How about if you're in the bathroom, right?
Oof to Louie.
You know, what was that?
Oof to Louie.
Oof to Louie. Have you ever sounded more Minnesotan than you did right
That's my buddy Phil Pettis. Oof to Louie.
Oof to Louie.
What if you're, you know,
yeah, that's
pushing one out in the middle
yeah,
of
a thank you.
Get
turbulence. I don't know if we needed that sort of play-by-play description, but thank you. Who isn't wearing a seatbelt? What is wrong with you? Why are you not buckled in?
It can be irritating sometimes to have the buckle on.
Adam, Jen excluded, of course, but have you ever dated or would you date a woman named Eve? Ba-dum-bum.
I've never used that line, but people have used that line on me, though. I will say that.
Oh,
listen, that I can tell.
Listen to him.
It's been about 20 years, but.
We're done.
No bear talk?
We're out of time.
Oh, bummer.
Time to invest in energy efficient Infinity for Marble Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. The bear, you're on double secret probation.
Favorite bear, grizzly, polar bear, black, who you
got? The albino bear you were talking about last week. Not bad.
It's a good song.
Want to give it hit the post real quick?
I just see a guy with a mullet just doing this, the head bob. A lot of denim involved. Cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Shorts.
Oh, no. Full denim with a chain for a wallet. Chain on the wallet.
I have people in my life who still are. Like, the young kids are kind of bringing that
back.
Bringing
the chain on the wallet back?
They are. Best jingle ever, Texter says. The whole jingle thing is a copy of what Corey did for some of his segments. Well, hello. We're looking at Dave Harrigan. You just
I believe there was a connection there.
You're recognizing
his
voice. Obviously, jingles have been a part of radio for 80 years. Let's get more text here. 651-461-9226. Adam, does your undying devotion to the band Journey affect your relationship with Chad?
I don't have undying devotion to Journey.
I was going to say, I must have missed that. Adam, do you have a favorite Mexican-type sit-down restaurant in the southeast metro area, your town, Rosemount, Apple Valley, Burnsville? It's Joe from Eagan. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, man. There are I just saw one in Apple Valley that I haven't noticed before that I haven't been to, and it looks great. I forget the name of it. But we've got a couple. I forget their names. I just know where they are. There's one by the Home Depot in Apple Valley right off of 42. And then there's one.
Should Home Depot serve food in Home Depot? Why not?
Why not?
You go there for almost everything
right.
else.
It's like a Costco.
Have a little. Thing. It's very similar. Have a little buffet set up there. Do you have a favorite, definitive Mexican restaurant?
No.
You like Armando's in Palm Desert?
Armando's in Palm Desert was great. Used to love La Cucaracha.
I thought this was a Chi-Chi's opportunity.
Chi-Chi, that's right. The go-to. I'm sorry. You know, since Chi-Chi's left town.
It's all been downhill. Mike in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Oh, man, you made me hungry now. Yeah. Uncle Frankie's used to have a little cart inside the front entrance of the Home Depot up northeast.
Oh.
It's gone now. I miss it.
Yeah. I like Uncle Frankie's.
Yeah.
We used to have our friend Dave Walking Dog across the street. There's talk of maybe a different Walking Dog coming back, but by the way, and not with Dave, so my loyalty is different. Plus, that building across the street, I'm looking at 2047 when it's done. It doesn't look like it's close, man. What do you have, Mike?
Adam, Can you give me another word for synonym?
Oh, synonym. No. I'd have to get out my thesaurus. I don't have one handy. I don't know, but I love it on a little ice cream. Synonym, you know what I mean?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Another Foghat banger is live now. Play it later. We're done and we're moving on, right?
Yeah, Foghat got the first hour. Those guys are very kind to do that, but we're moving on to Kansas hour two.
Do we have to?
My buddy, who lives high up in the police department of the Apple Valley, well, the chief,
yeah,
says Home Shuck and Bodega 42, new one in Apple Valley. You got to try it late night happy hour. So
good.
I'm on it.
I'm in. We actually have a couple more food trucks outside today. One of them, which came back, said, I just grabbed a quick taco. It was good. I think it's Habanero. They said,
I've been there. That's good. That's a good truck.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I highly recommend it. They just said they don't feel like there's enough traffic here. You're getting, you know, by the stadium.
Yeah.
But I miss them down here. I wish they were here. Do you end up going to any events where the food trucks are there?
Yeah. Actually, we went to Bald Man Brewing is in Eagan last weekend. They had the Rolling Stoners, who are a Rolling Stones tribute band. They're great.
Yeah. Laura loves them, right?
Yes, they're great. And Laura was there. And they had a Parlor, had their food truck there.
Oh, that's very good.
And I forget the other food truck that was there.
We have this story today about turbulence. Really bad, 30 injured. You know, some could be waiting in the line to go to the bathroom. Yep. How about if you're in the bathroom, right?
Oof de Louis.
You know, what was that?
Oof de Louis.
Oof de Louis. Have you ever sounded more Minnesotan than you did right
That's
there?
That's my buddy Phil Pettis. Oof de Louis.
Oof de Louis.
What if you're, you know...
Yeah, that's
pushing one out in the middle of
thank you.
Get turbulence.
I don't know if we needed that sort of play-by-play description, but thank you. Who isn't wearing a seatbelt? What is wrong with you? Why are you not buckled in?
It can be irritating sometimes to have the buckle on.
Adam, Jen excluded, of course, but have you ever dated or would you date a woman named Eve? Ba-dum-bum.
I've never used that line, but people have used that line on me, though. I will say that.
Oh,
listen, that I can tell.
Listen to him.
It's been about 20 years, but.
We're done.
No bear talk?
We're out of time.
Oh, bummer.
Time to invest in energy efficient Infinity for Marble Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. The bear, you're on double secret probation.
Favorite bear, grizzly, polar bear, black, who do you got?
The albino bear you were talking about last week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.